100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building, call Jeff Hodges, 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Thursday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn. Jennifer, good morning.
Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am just fine, thank you.
Good. Are things still busy here at Lyon County Public Health with COVID-19 matters? It's been a couple of weeks since we've talked to you last.
Yeah, well, we're definitely still dealing with COVID-19. It hasn't gone away completely for us, although we are pretty fortunate that community transmission rates have been kind of stable for the last several weeks, so we haven't seen any really large increases in numbers. That's been fortunate for us as in terms of workload, but also for our community.
Well, and if you could speak to this, we have had a couple of major events here in town with the Dynamic Disc Open and then Unbound Gravel that recently finished up, and we have not seen a lot of activity post those events, have we?
No, and that's really good. There's a couple of reasons for that probably, and one is being those are outdoor events. We've known for a long time that outdoor events, outdoor gathering is much safer and gathering inside in enclosed spaces. But also the organizers of those events put a lot of thoughtful planning into their mitigation strategies and how to hold these events and to do them safely. The other great thing is before those events occurred, we had vaccinations available. So we do know that, you know, we've had several individuals or people that have chosen to get vaccinated, and that really helps decrease the amount of transmission that will happen during those large-scale events.
Speaking of the large-scale events, I know you'd mentioned here, I think it was about a month to maybe 6 weeks back, that close contacts were starting to increase in volume. Talk a little bit about maybe the close contact side of things, where those stand, and not just maybe the numbers, but the tracing that you're allowed to do here with close contacts now here as we approach summer 2021.
Yeah, so close contacts are still part of the public health response. That hasn't gone away. Anytime somebody is diagnosed with COVID-19, that's a reportable disease. It gets reported to public health, and public health has an obligation to do a disease investigation and to ask for close contacts and then notify those close contacts potentially that they have come in contact with somebody that is infected or was contagious with the disease and that they need to quarantine. So that process is still all going on. And we have noticed that, especially if you compare our close contact numbers from where we were in the winter to where we are now, we are seeing more close contacts. The good news is we're also seeing more people that are vaccinated. So when a person gives us a list of close contacts, people that they've been around, we are seeing several of those individuals are fully vaccinated, which the risk for transmission then is very low, and those individuals don't have to quarantine. So we have seen an increase in the close contacts. Unfortunately, we've also kind of seen sometimes where individuals will not want to divulge their close contacts to us. And then really it's kind of left up to the individual to notify the people that they were around to make sure that they know potentially that they were, you know, exposed to COVID-19.
And talking with Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our Primetime Newsmaker Thursday edition here, KVOE. Well, Jennifer, let's speak to vaccinations. What are our numbers here in Lyon County looking like now?
Well, they are slowly going up. From every time I talk to you, I get to add a little bit more there. We have given a total of 14,000, right around 200 doses of vaccine out to Lyon County residents. And out of those, we have about 13,000 individuals that have completed their whole series. So that's good. That gives us about a 46% completion of vaccine series for our 12-year-old and up population. So those that can at this point get vaccinated. We have about 46% of the population that are completely vaccinated. If we look at total population of Lyon County, it's right around 40% of our population are completely vaccinated.
Talk a little bit about, too, the way it sounds here, the special homebound policy if people do want to get vaccinations, but they, for a variety of reasons, they can't leave home.
Yes, and this is an important subset of our population. We do know that there are individuals that are homebound, and they have trouble getting out to meet us in a normal vaccine delivery, so either going to a pharmacy or a medical provider to get their vaccination. So if you know an individual that is homebound, or if you are homebound yourself, please call us at our COVID hotline number, which is 620-208-3741. Let the person, the call taker, know that you are homebound, and we will come to you to give you a vaccination. So one of the ways that we help to not do vaccine waste is with vaccinating our homebound that way. So when we do our vaccination clinics and at the end of the day, or if in the middle of the day we're noticing that, you know, we may have some extra vaccine available, our public health nurses will go to homebound individuals and give them their vaccine with that leftover vaccine.
Well, there's a Vax to Normal, a hashtag Vax to Normal campaign that's underway through the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, and that has led to what is going to be a drive-through vaccination event happening in just a couple of weeks. And I know I think you have told us you're excited about that.
Oh, very excited about it. Public health loves to meet our community and do delivery out in the community. It really kind of is a passion for the people that work in public health, so that's exciting. But also it's exciting because we're going to get to do something a little different. We get to do a drive-through. We haven't done a drive-through yet. We haven't used that model. So those two things are pretty exciting for us. It's also such great collaboration with our community partners. It's one of the beautiful things about living in Lyon County, just how interconnected this community is and how supportive it is of each other and the agencies. So we're very excited to partner and give this drive-through vaccine. It's scheduled for July 10th in the morning, and we are scheduling for that right now. So if people are interested in coming to that drive-through event, it will be at Riverside School. They can get onto our website and sign up for a time slot for vaccination in the morning on July 10th.
Are you seeing some folks, or maybe are you hearing of some folks that are saying, hey, I'm interested in vaccination because of this hashtag Vax to Normal incentive campaign, or is any of that secondary knowledge getting to you at this point in time?
Yeah, I think we have some indication that people are interested in it. It is a great incentive program in our community. So if, you're kind of sitting there on the fence and this pushes you to get vaccination, then great. These prizes that you can sign up for, these weekly drawings once you're fully vaccinated, or the incentives that we will be handing out at our drive-through clinic, that's a great thing for our community. So come on down to that event, and you'll walk away with a little bit of a gift.
Have you been able to assess some of the reasons that people refuse to get vaccinated? What are you hearing on that front, Jennifer?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research that has gone into this, and what we're kind of seeing is that there are a group of individuals that just won't get vaccinated for whatever reason. And, you know, those are the people that are going to be much harder, or we will never be able to convince. But then there is a group of people that are kind of sitting there and sort of waiting to see what will happen. So they just kind of want to know a little bit more about the vaccine, or they want to see what is happening with the research. Those are the people that we want to talk to. We want to give them the good information. We want to calm their fears. We want to give them good, scientifically based information to help them make their decision. That right now is the population that we're trying to reach. And then also the population that may want to get vaccinated, but for whatever reason, it has been a struggle for them, whether it is transportation, whether it's getting time off of work. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing a Saturday clinic, is that if we've all of the clinics that we have done have been during your work hours and it's been difficult for you to get off, then we need to give you a different option to get you vaccinated. So we're trying to reach out to the community, meet them where they are at, and make vaccine delivery more convenient for them.
One other question that comes up here, Jennifer, is looking at the variant side of things, because several months ago we started seeing the B117 UK variant that's started coming into Lyon County. We also started seeing the Japan-Brazil variant being reported in Chase County. And now we're hearing a lot nationally and really internationally about the Delta variant. Where do things stand here with the variants here in Lyon County? And are the variants right now the lead versions of COVID-19 at this point in time?
So yes, we have seen these variants, emerge and then kind of take over the majority of the cases that we are diagnosing. So we have seen the majority of our variants of concern that have been diagnosed in Lyon County have been the B117 or the Alpha variant. Just recently, we did diagnose the Delta variant or the B16172 variant in our community. And this becomes important because it adds to the story when you're starting to talk about what is risk of transmission of COVID-19 in our communities. And what we know about these variants of concern, the Delta variant and the Alpha variant, is that they have an increased transmissibility rate. So they are more easily transmitted between people. And we do see that in Lyon County. We have seen that when we are doing our disease investigations and we are visiting with the people that are positive with these variants. We do see that their close contacts, especially their household members, so people that they live with, are more often becoming positive than what we were seeing with the wild-type variants or the wild-type virus before. So the other kind of concerning thing about this Delta variant is that there is some research, and this is all pretty new, and, you know, the Delta variant, we need some more research that's coming in about what happens in real-world situations with these variants. But there's some indication that potentially our treatments for the people that become ill with these, that maybe they don't work as well, and that potentially people can have more severe disease or more severe symptoms when they contract this Delta variant. So that does become concerning. So you take the increase in transmissibility plus the potential to have more severe disease and maybe our treatments don't work as well. That is more concerning. So one of the good things, though, is that if you are a fully vaccinated person, your risk is much, much, much smaller. So we are still seeing effective prevention of disease with these variants if somebody is fully vaccinated. So really, vaccination just becomes so important, one, to protect you from these variants that are circulating now, but also to protect your community, because the less transmission that occurs, the less variants that are created that potentially can be more harmful to our communities.
Good information as always,
as always, we
encourage people to save the date, July 10th, the drive-through vaccination event at Riverside Elementary School. Log on to the Lyon County Public Health website and make your reservation. We hope to see you there. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah, good
you too.
To talk to you. That's Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our Primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
And if you'd like to be part of our morning show again, our next available dates are next Thursday, the 24th, and next Friday, the 25th. So call us at 342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Tony Bowling, Gene Tidwell join us tomorrow morning talking about the first ever Altruza All-State Golf Tournament coming up July 10th.
And our Newsmaker Chuck brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, for their business, is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live and Local 738, 75 degrees. Good morning.
Don't miss Washunga Days in Council Grove this Friday and Saturday with presenting sponsor Farmers and Drovers Bank. Enjoy performances by Shane Smith and the Saints, the Reed South.